old friends, new friends. Achaver Ayai. In the Shlach Kodesh, in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Tikkunim of an Ibayor, Veshonim Ubaris, Bechlal, Vefrat, Reish Chodesh, Adar Beis, Lismach, Geula, LeGeula, it's all connected, it all comes from that which was at the beginning of time and continues until the end of time. That there was a certain kilkul, something happened in creation between the sun and the moon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the moon, and that his ma'atus of Kaimas Alavana, his Knesset Yisrael in this world, and waiting like we do by Kiddush Levana for that time of David Melech Yisrael Chai Vekai, for that time of Ahoy Or HaLevana Ka'or HaCham Ka'or Shivis Yimei Bereishis. This world is a world where the sun and the moon are separated. And there are two different ways of counting time. And all that we're davening for and waiting for and longing for is that time of Ve'einenu Me'irais Kashemesh V'Chayereh, that our eyes should be shining. Kashemesh V'Chayereh, when those two worlds will be reunited. And when it's an Ibayor, when it's a Shonim Uberis, a leap year, there's a little bit of a taste of what that is, of what that's going to be. And all of that is connected very deeply to the Tosefos by an Ibayor of the Parshiyos, the Tosefos to the Shoivim, the Parshiyos of the Mishkan that we're now finishing. Of course, it officially ends by Truma Tetzaveh. These parashiyas of the Mishkan, which the Shlach Kodesh and other tzaddikim explain, is the side of all the tikkunim of the end of time, of Ha'orka, Halavanika, Racham. The realignment of those two worlds is what the leap year is about. Of how we count according to the moon, and how we count according to the sun. So let's try to understand on our level, in a very, very simple way, in terms of our Avodah, our Emunah. The Ramban's famous introduction to Shmos, the Ramban writes about Golus and Geula, and he says, HaGolus einen nishlam ad yoim shuvam el mekaimam. The Ramban is explaining that Yetzias Mitzrayim is the beginning of Geula. But Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the completion of Geula. When is a Jew? And when is the Jewish people in a place, be'emes, be'emes, of being Geulim, Nig'olim? So the Ramban says, only ad yoim shuvam el mekaimam vel mailas avoysim yeshuvu, only when we're able to return to our true place and to the true madrega of the Ovis, that's who we are. And he continues, v'osa amishka v'shov HaKadosh Baruch v'hishre shchinasei b'neihem. And that means only when the Mishkan was built and we began to experience Hashiras Hashchina, Oz Shovu al Mailas Avoisa, only then did we return to that Maila of the Avos, Shoyesoid Eloika Alei Ohaleha, who lived in the mystery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hovering over their tents. Vehem hem ha-merkava, and the ovis were the merkava, and the imos were the merkava upon which the Shekhinah rested in this world. Va'oz nechshavu ge'ulim. And then we were considered ge'ulim. With the Hashros HaShekhinah, by the completion of the Mishkan, of that time of Molech Kvayd Hashem as HaMishkan, then we were able to be in that place until we would enter Eretz Yisrael, Yishalayim, Es HaMikdash. We were able to be in that place of the Ovis, of Hein Hein HaMerkava, Hashros HaShekhinah. Now you all know that in the Torah of the Maharal, there was supposed to be one Hemshech. The Chadchila Plan A. Obviously Hashem is Baruch, everything is Bashgocha. But it was our choice. And Plan A was that there should be one Hemshech of Yitzhias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah and B'yes Ha'aretz to come to Eretz Yisrael and to go to build the Beis HaMikdash. It was supposed to be one Hemshech. But as a result of the Chetam Raglim, which is the Shurish of all Chorban, as a result of the Chetam Raglim, a very strange and distorted Mitzias came into being. Where a Yoytze Mitzrayim, where a Jew who leaves Mitzrayim doesn't necessarily get to Yerushalayim. It's a strange Mitzias. It's a Mitzias of a Jew who's free, who has lived through the parashiyas of Shmois and Ve'era and Boy and Bishalach and so on. He's lived through the parashiyas of the beginning of Shoivavim. And he's free from Shibud Malchias. He's free from all the external Shibudim of this world. He's left Egypt. But somehow he hasn't been able to get to Yerushalayim, to Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban says is Soid Eloika Alei Oyhaleha. A Jew who has left Mitzrayim, but he doesn't live in a state of Hashros Hashchin. In our way of thinking and the terminology that we're familiar with from Tehillim and from Shulchan Aruch, that he doesn't live in a world of Shivisa Hashem Negdi Somet. He left Mitzrayim. It was a Chatzi Geula. He left Mitzrayim, but he doesn't live in that reality. Of Soid Eloika Alei Oyhaleha. Of Hein Hein HaMerkava. Doesn't live in the reality of the others. Of Shivisa Hashem L'Negdi Somet, of Kirvas Hashem, of Kirvas Elokim, of Kirvas Hashem L'Toy. Something happened along the way. This person never reached the parashiyas of Truma Tetzaveh till the end Vayakel Pekudei. He never reached those parashiyas. He left Mitzrayim, but he never came to the Mishkan, he never came to Beis HaMikdash. He never came to a place of Shivisa Hashem L'Negdi Somet. And because of that, something came about in the world that even though so many years have passed since we've left Mitzrayim, we're still reading a Haggadah that says in Hashat Hoche and Lashon Haba V'chul. That Hashat Hoche, which they read even in Eretz Yisrael, Hashat Hoche, that right now we hear Lashon Haba, Hashata Avde. There's a very sad sentence that's found in the Rambam. At the end of Chometz Matzah, the Rambam brings his Nusach of the Haggadah. And he introduces the Nusach of the Haggadah with the following words. Nusach HaHaggadah Shenogu Bo Yisrael B'Zman HaGolus Kachu. It seems to be a steer of Minei Ubei. Pesach is Gula. Yitzias and Tzarim is Gula. And the Rambam writes, Nusach, I'm going to now write for you, the Nusach HaHaggadah Shenogu Bo Yisrael B'Zman HaGolus. There's a nusach of geula b'zman hagolus. Hashat ha'och, even the loshen is a loshen of aramis. It's not loshen hakodesh. Nusach ha'agodesh enogu bo yisrael b'zman hagolus kachu. There's a nusach of geula for people who are not completely free. There's a nusach of geula of the Seder Leil Pesach of Yitzias and Tzarim for Jews who haven't yet arrived in Yerushalayim. For Jews who have left Parsha Shmos Ve'era and so on, but they haven't arrived to the parashiyos of Vayakel Pekuda. So really there's no parashiyos Vayikra. There's no Sefer Vayikra. So I heard many years ago in Yerushalayim, I heard from Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, Zechzag Levracha, who I was lucky to have a kesher with. I was together with him by Rabbi Tzadik, by Rabbi Leibel Eger, I was lucky to be together with him, with a couple of chever. And Rabbi Moshe Shapiro explained in his own unique way that there are two ma'arachis, there are two ways of looking at life, of looking at reality. There are two ways. One is called, in the words of Shlomo HaMelech, one is called Tachas HaShemesh, the world beneath the sun, the world of the sun. The world of the sun, which is Kavua, the world of the sun is a world of Olam Kimenhagai Noyeg. It's a world of Teva. It's a world that consists, that is built of very remarkable laws, Chukim, of Shemayim V'aretz, of nature that Hashem has woven into the fabric of creation. Olam kimenhaga noyeg. That's called life under the sun. Tachas HaShemesh. There's a second ma'aracha. There's the world of Knesset Yisrael. Shehi asidah l'eschadesh kemoisa. There's a world of the Levana of the moon. The moon is a metzias of Nes, a metzias that's mischalefes, that's mischadeshes, that's ne'elemes v'chezeres, that appears for a moment and disappears like a miracle. A mysterious and deep and hidden metzias. It's the metzias of Knesset Yisrael, Yofa Kelevona, of David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kai. These are the two ma'arochas of life. Now all of our misery and suffering comes from the imaginary mechitza that's between those two ma'arochas, those two worlds, which is the period of the sun and the moon. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos at the end of the first Shairish, the Ramban learns that Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of HaChodesh is Elochem, which is in Parashas Bo, and the mitzvah of Ibur Hashana, which is in Parashas Re'eh, Shemur is Chodesh Ha'aviv, to make sure that Pesach comes out in the spring, which means to follow the calendar and time according to the sun, which is why we need to have an Ibiyur every couple of years. These are two separate mitzvahs. The Ramban learns that these are two separate mitzvahs. And the Torah reveals these two mitzvahs 40 years apart from each other. Two separate mitzvahs, 40 years apart. That means, as I was explaining before, that there's such a thing as a Jew, a Yid, who's a Ben Chayrin, like us, a Yid that is able to learn and daven, not like my parents for many years of their lives, your grandparents, many of them. We're Baruch Hashem B'nei Chayrin, Hashat Ahocha, but we're B'nei Chayrin, we're free, even here, to do what we want. But because of that 40-year gap, which I'll explain in a moment, there's a mitzvah of a Jew who's a Ben Chayrin, a Jew who gets up every morning, he goes to daven, and he learns, and he keeps mitzvahs, and he gets married, Bez Hashem, and he raises a family to continue. Uvachol Zayis, his entire life is Tachas Hashem, is under the sun. And he lives his entire life with barely a chush, a hergish, of something deeper, of something l'mala min ha-shemesh, the world of the moon, a world of ischachas, a world of pnimius, a world of emuna. So he lives Tachas HaShemesh. He's not in Mitzrayim. He's a person who is essentially in control of himself, if there could be such a thing. But he's essentially a strong person in control of himself. And he enjoys his Yiddishkeit and he's good at it. But there's no sod in his life. He's without Yerushalayim, he's without the Beis HaMikdash, he's without what the Ramban said, Sod Eloika Alei Ohaleihem. The whole Das Tvunis of the Ramchal, as you know, is the Neshama is asking the Seichel. The Neshama is asking the Seichel, where does all of this lead you? What's the Tachlis of putting on Tefillin? What's the Tachlis of davening? In the words of the Chazon Izech, Tzadok Kodesh Levracha, do you remember L'mi Ata Omel? Why are you learning all of this Torah? Why are you so busy building a sukkah? Why are you so busy taking care of the matzahs? And if you don't live every moment of your life with the question, La'an, Madua, if your neshama is not yelling at the seichel to understand, that means that you're living even as a Jew, and even as a Jew who's Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, and who has left Mitzrayim, but you're living without the parashiyas of the Mishkan, you're living without the parashiyas of Soid Eloika Alei Ohalayim, of the secret of the Hashros Hashchina hovering over the tent. Now, how do we understand this gap? How could there be such a thing? That a person's not in Golas, he's not a Mitzrayim, but he's still reading the Nusach HaHagodah of Golas. His life is still Be'etzim, a life without Geula. He learns, he davens, he keeps mitzvahs. So it says in Pasuk, in Dvarim, Lo'inosna Hashem lochem leiv ladas. Hashem hasn't given you yet a heart that understands. Ve'nayim lirais and eyes that see. Ve'znayim lishmoy and ears that can hear. Ad hayom hazeh, to this day. The Gemara says in Daf Hei in Avodah Zarah, Omer Rabbi Shema Mina, Loikoi Inish Adaita De Rabbi Ad Arborin Shnin. We learn from here that a person does not understand truly what his Rebbe was saying for 40 years. He heard from his Rebbe, and his mind understands, his mind comprehends. But he hasn't been able to be koyleit that truth, to absorb that truth, ba'aymik, of what his Rebbe was saying, of what his Rebbe meant by what he was saying, to the point that it mamish changes his entire mahus, his entire way of thinking, of living. I once told the chevre here that my brother-in-law's father was learning in the Mir Yeshiva. He died a few years ago. He was almost 100. And he was a Talmud by Rabbi Yerucha. And I once asked him, what does he remember from Rabbi Yerucham? And he got very upset with me. He says, oh, you're a chosid, so you want me to tell you some moibsim? You want me to tell you some chassidish stories? I don't have any moibsim. I don't have any maiselach. I'm not a chosid. I said, I didn't ask for any moibsim. I'm asking you to tell me something about Rabbi Yerucham that you remember. So then he took me and he walked into another room. And he grabbed me. And he put me next to his head like this. And he looked at me in the eyes and he said, I don't know what happened by Rabbi Yochum. He says, do you know what it means to make pickles? Did you ever see how they make pickles? I said, yeah, my mother used to make pickles. He said, that's what happened by Rabbi Yochum. I said, what happened? He said, I was pickled. I said, what do you mean? And he was shaking me. He said, ever since I was Rabbi Yochum, I can't look at the world the way that I used to look at it. I can't look at anything anymore. He pickled me. I don't know what it was, but he changed my entire way of looking at everything in my life ever since I was by him. And that's what he said to me. That's the Ma'aseh from Rabbi Yochum. So there's such a thing of a Jew who learns Torah, but he's not pickled by it. There's such a thing as a Jew who leaves Mitzrayim and he's a Ben Chayrim and his Seichel understands. And he's in a place of Betzaisim in Mitzrayim, but he's never in a world of Beshuvi LYerushalayim. He's never able to answer the question, what's the tachlis? And don't just say a fancy thing. Don't just Google tachlis. What's the tachlis? Why do you get up in the morning? Why do you wash Negel Vasa? Why do you put on tefillin? L'mi ata omel. L'fnei mi ata omel. Has all of your learning changed you? Has all of your learning brought you to Hashroz Hashchina, to Shivis Hashem Lenegdi Samet? Has it brought you to the Mishkan? Has it brought you to Beis HaMikdash? Has it brought you to a place of Kirvus Elokim? So the Soid HaIbur, the secret, the mystery of the Ibur, that 40-year break that divides, that separates between the moon, the sun, between a person understanding intellectually, but not changing emotionally, not changing in terms of who he is. When it's an Ibiyur, and we come to Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, and Esther, as you know, in Parsi means Estahara, means the moon. In the Indian of Einenu Me'iros Kashemesh V'Chayereach, it means that the Baruch Shalom is saying by Rosh Chodesh Adar, and from here comes Mishenichnas Adam Arben B'Simcha. It means that the Baruch Shalom says, I want you to live Tachas Hashemesh. I want you, I put you into a world where my name is not clear. Tachas Hashemesh. There's a Maroch of Teva. Like in the Megillah, we don't see the Shem Hashem written. It's Tachas Hashemesh. But I want you to live Tachas Hashemesh, to get married, to raise family, to raise children, to go to work, to do everything everybody else in the world does, Tachas Hashemesh. But to live every single second of your life in that reality of Yofa Kelevona, of Esther Malkeh, of David Melech Shalchai V'Kaya. I want you to be Oymed Al Das Rabcha. Oymed Al Das Rabcha. What did the Rebbe Shlom mean by Yiddishkeit? Did you ever see certain things amongst us, religious Jews, that you walk away and you shake your head and you're asking yourself, is this what the Rebbe Shlom intended on Har Sinai? Is this the whole, is this what it is? Is this what it was meant to be? Oymer al das Rabba means to be able to somehow cross over those 40 years between the moon, the sun, between Tachas HaShemesh and the Levon Lamalim and HaShemesh. Because there's only one time where a Jew is able to come to that place, to be Oymer al das Rabba Ad Kedei Kach, where it's Chai V'Nish L'Vishumei V'Puriya Ad Lo Yada. Ad Lo Yada means when a person is able finally to come to a place where it's not just a matter of what he knows, but he's Oymer al das Rabba. And to be Oymer al das Rabba means to come to a Metzias of Ad Lo Yada. Till a person is able to surrender all that he knows. The whole Koyach of Haman, as you know, the Kisvei, Sitna, and the Inyan of Haman and Amalek at that time, as it always was to prevent the building of Beis HaMikdash. That we shouldn't get to Yerushalayim. That we left Mitzrayim, but we shouldn't get to Yerushalayim. That means that you could cross the Yam Suf. It means you can receive the Torah, but you shouldn't get to Yerushalayim. You shouldn't get to Beis HaMikdash. That you should live a life of Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im'ayim. And the Soid Ha'ibur, the Soid of Purim, the Soid of Adar, which is Loshna of Dira b'tachtonim, Dira Adar, is to be able to scream out, Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. Haman puts the high Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. And when a Jew is able to surrender his das and to be Oymer al das Rabbi, he's able to come to a place where that hay of high Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im'ayin v'yova amolik disappears. And he's able to say, v'emunah shlema Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. Even though in front of my eyes I don't see it. Even though tachas Hashemesh, I don't see it. Achein ato, kel mistat, Hashem is hidden. Just like it's not written in the Megillah, the Shema Vayit. And we live in a world that's oilam kiminhag noyeg. Because the whole Inyan now is to be able to eradicate Amalek from my life and to continue on from Yetzias Yitzrayim and get to the Beis HaBechira. And the Beis HaBechira means a place where my choices no longer feel like they're limited. The Jewish people are called an Am Segula v'yisim li skula mikol ha'am. And an Am Segula means when a Jew believes she'ani misugal, I have the ability to do things that are not according to Olam Kiminhag HaNoyeg. Ani misugal, I have such koiches because I'm from an Am Segula. Al-pi my das, I can't overcome this minia. Al-pi my das, I can't become a Talmud Chacham. Al-pi my das, I can't stop with my habits. Al-pi my das. But Purim is Adar L'Yada. And Purim is Mechias Amalek. And Purim means, and Adar means that a person can come to a place of, it's Purim, it's Mila Deshtus, it's Adar L'Yada, where I let go of that. Because the Beis HaBechir is a place where my Bechir is on such a Madrega, when I understand that I can be boicher, some things that are much higher than the limited self that Amalek tells me that I am, because I'm from an Am Segula, I come from the moon, I'm a moon person, and therefore I am Nima Sugal. I live under the sun, but Anima Sugal Lioisimizer. I'm capable of much more than I've been doing. And that's the Simcha of this time. Alain Chazal say, there's no time for Maestro, you tell Maestro it's not time. Alain, but just the Gemara says, that Hay Alma Kevehi Lula Damian, that this whole world is like a chasen. So I was telling some of the Chevra last week that a person goes to a chasen and you could have the Mukhutanima there and you have the photography, you have the musicians, you have the most expensive caterer, it's in the most beautiful place in the world, and the chasen is in the room, and the kala is in the room, you have everything that's there. And there's a 12-piece band that plays the latest music, and they walk to the chuppah. And everything is gewaltig. There's only one thing, is that the Chosen doesn't say Hareh Mekudesh Esli. Zechaseh. V'osu li migdash v'shechanti b'soicham, li l'shmi, that's missing. The same way you could have a marriage. That everybody does, he does what he's supposed to, she does what she's supposed to. Everything is kedasu kedin. U'machaseh, v'osu li migdash. Hareh Mekudesh Esli. What's missing is the moon. What's missing is Esther Malka. What's missing is the Yichud of Ahayor Halavana Ka'achamaka Ashivisim Ebrachis. Where I can live under the sun and be a happy, well adjusted, normal person that lives, that learns, that works. V'chulu v'chulu. V'chol Zeis, I live every second in a Messias of V'osu Li Migdash and Hariyam Kudeshis Li. Hariyam Kudeshis Li. Hashem is Baruch should help each and every one of us. I was talking to the Chevron Yerushalayim. I was lucky to be there 2 weeks ago. Yerushalayim. They mentioned there that the Chosef in Lublin, I told them that, I think you all know that it was Purim night by the Chosef. So I know there are hundreds and hundreds of people in the Bessar Medrash. And the Chosef was looking around with, you know, those Chosef eyes. And everybody was scared to look at him. And nobody knew who the young man was that was standing in the back. It was the future famous Sar Shalom from Belz. Nobody knew. They didn't have any pictures, you know, Gedolim cards or anything. And he was standing there in the back, the Sar Shalom from Belz. It's a young man. And the Chayza pointed to him and said, come here, you read the Megillah. You're learning the Megillah. So the Sar Shalom got up and he learned the Megillah. The whole time the Chayza was going out of his kalem. You know, they never saw him like this. He's jumping and crying and had to stop like a few times. It was unbelievable. And afterwards they asked the Chayza, what was by this day? Everybody didn't hear. They heard the Megillah line. And the Chayza said, you didn't hear? And they said, what? So the Chayza said, look, I've heard the Megillah lining so many times in my life, but I never heard anybody read it like that young man read it. You could read it as something that's old, but you could read it as Nigeres Purim, which is a letter that Hashem's Baruch sends me and sends you. A personal letter. Right now in your life. Telling you not only to be a Jew that left Mitzrayim, of the sun, but to be a Jew of the moon, who comes to Yerushalayim, all of us to be there together.